This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Is the international community trying to end the conflict in Syria, or are the efforts just prolonging it? The U.S. and its allies arming the rebels and paying for humanitarian aid, keeping the rebellion going? Or the latest gesture from Russia to the Syrian regime? Russia has sent advanced anti-ship cruise missiles to the Assad regime, according to U.S. officials, with an advanced radar capability that could make an international blockade impossible to enforce. This comes just as the U.S. and Russia are planning to convene an international conference to find an end to the conflict in Syria. Joining us now, Michael Gordon, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Michael, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
So what is this capability, and how could it complicate efforts to control the sea lanes around Syria?
Well, this is the Arkhunt anti-ship cruise missile, which is a very sophisticated weapon that the Russians have been selling around the world, and it has a diplomatic significance and a military significance. On the diplomatic front, as John Kerry, the Secretary of State, has said, the Obama administration is trying to change Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's calculation. They're trying to persuade him to relinquish power. But when his government receives weapon shipments from Russia and Iran, it really fortifies his resolve to remain in power, especially since the situation there appears stalemated. And on the military front, this gives the Syrian government a capability to strike ships in the eastern Mediterranean, and the practical effect is it will lead the Western navies, including the United States, but and also the Israeli Navy, to stay further off the shore of Syria than they might ordinarily have to. And should the West ever decide to intervene in a limited way in Syria in support of the rebels, which it hasn't yet decided to do, it would make it more complicated.
Is there evidence, Michael Gordon, that Syria requested this capability for the specific purpose of pushing back a possible blockade, or is it conceivable that this was in some sort of pipeline and the Syrians are simply getting delivery of something that was set in motion years ago?
Well, the Syrians are purchasing this capability, and the Russian position is that they're merely fulfilling old contracts. But if you look at what they're sending, they sent SA-17 surface-to-air missiles, which are very sophisticated. That was, in fact, the target of the Israeli airstrike in January because they were fearful that these weapons might fall into the hands of Hezbollah and be taken to southern Lebanon. They're contracted to send S-300s to Syria, which is a very effective air defense system, and now they're sending this anti-ship cruise missile. So the practical effect of what the Russians are doing, if all these sales are carried out, is to limit the West's military options.
Two issues. One, it seems that any sort of financial sanctions on Syria aren't having much of an effect if they can pay cash, if indeed they are, for these Russian weapons. And how does this complicate this international conference that's convening?
Well, you know, the conference is going to be in early June, maybe in about a couple weeks, and it's that. It was something Secretary Kerry persuaded the Russians to go along with when he was in Moscow the other week. It's supposed to have representatives of the Assad regime, and if the Americans can twist enough arms, representatives of the Syrian opposition. The United States, as President Obama said yesterday, is insisting that Assad leave power and that he not be part of the solution. He might be present during the transition, but he can't be part of the solution. Well, Assad has no desire to leave power, and he appears to believe he can ride it out. So when he receives weapons like this, and probably much more from the Iranians, including and their Hezbollah militiamen in Syria and Quds Force generals and the like, I think it makes the prospects of a diplomatic solution more remote.
Well, it seems as though the weapons pipeline is, far short of being shut down. And if, as you say, Assad is upgrading his weapons systems, he certainly has no plans to leave. Michael Gordon, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.